Chana Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tamura Bavli Daf Gimel, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, on the ninth line, Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona boi koime Rabbi Yirmiya b'shasha nechasu Yisrael la'aretz imotza kama lacha ma'ushite yasura m'shem chadash. Rabbi Yona asked Rabbi Yirmiya, when they saw enter the land and found moist flour, surely meaning proving that it's from this year, was it forbidden due to chadash? Amalei la'amalei. Rabbi Yirmiya replied, surely it was. Why would it not be forbidden? Ad kadoin lacha afilu yibesha. Rabbi Yona asked, this is for moist. What if it was dry, fully ripened, detached grain, was it also forbidden due to chadash? Amalei afilu yevesha afilu kutsura. Rabbi Yirmiya said, even if it was dry and even harvested grain were forbidden. Me'ata afilu chitim ba'aliyah. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, even wheat in the attic means presumably it was from the previous year, because of the custom of to let grain dry outside in the summer. Kach ani oime loy shusei ochlu yisor matzah b'leilia pesach. Rabbi Yirmiya answers, yes, so I say that Yisrael did not eat matzah on Pesach night due to the Issa of Chadash. Am Rabbi Yona, in the Nafkas, Tiyas, Deleam Misle, Shniyehi, Shemitzis Ase, Deiche, Demitzis Leis Ase. Rabbi Yona says, after I left Rabbi Yirmiya, I regretted I didn't say that eating matzah is different because the positive mitzvah of matzah overrides the negative Issa of eating Chadash. Al Daitan Rabbi Yona, Da Amma Mitzvah Asse, Deiche, Yisei, Leisa Asse, Afa Pisha Eina, Ksuva, Besida, Nicha. The Gemara asks according to Rabbi Yona, who says that a positive mitzvah overrides a negative mitzvah, even if it's not written Besida, then that's fine, they were permitted to eat matzah, even though it was Chadash. Al Daitan Rabbi Yosi, Da Amma, Im Mitzvah Asse, Deiche, the Mitzvah, Yisei, Leisa Asse, Elem Kain Haisa, Ksuva, Besida. According to Rabbi Yosi, who says that a positive mitzvah overrides a negative mitzvah only if it's written Besida, and Besidah means near it. Alternatively, we were commanded at different times, as we were commanded about Matzah Mitzrayim and about Chadash when we entered Eretz Yisrael. So how then did they eat Matzah? Because the positive Mitzah cannot override the negative Mitzah. Mimashiyu tagui goyim moichim lahem. The answer is, they ate from what Gentile merchants sold them. It could be Shmuel, the Bishmol Amal, kol bios shenemu v'teira, lacha abba seishona, nemu sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku. A second answer is according to Rabbi Shmuel is not a problem, because Rabbi Shmuel said that every time it says the Lashon of Bia coming in the Torah, when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, it discusses after the 14 years, seven of which the Bnei Yisrael waged the wars and defeated the conquered Eretz Yisrael, and seven in which they divided the land amongst the Shvatim, and in those 14 years, there was no Issa yet of Chadash. Hisiv Bun Bar Kahana Ba'aksir Ba'yuchu Me'avah Ha'oret Mimachat HaPesach Loi b'shishasa. Rabun Bar Kahana asked that it says in the Pasuk in Yeshua in Perkei Pasuk Yud Aleph, and they ate of the grain of the land on the day after Pesach, which is the day after the first day of Pesach on the 16th. He says, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi came Rabbi Yosi v'aksiv mi machras haPesach yotze b'nei so v'yadra ma'aleinei komitzayim loi b'chamishasa. And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yosi, but it says, Mimachas HaPesach, on the day after Pesach, Bnei Yisrael came out with a mighty hand in front of all of Mitzrayim. Didn't it occur on the 15th? Therefore, you see that Machras is referring to the 15th and not the 16th. Yotsu Mikan Lesham, you should say, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Rekira Poyter. The Mishnah taught us that if produce went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Lezer obligates and Rekira exempts. Now we add a sentence here. Havi boy meimer madama taman chayev afacha chayev madama taman potter afacha potter. The assumption is that Rabbi Lezer, who said they're chayev, also says here that produce that went from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael would be chayev, and the one Rabbi Kiva who said that they are exempt also says here that they're exempt. You should also say now afilu kamanda amar taman potter hacha chayev kerem shenichasu nischayevu, and we reject that now. Even the one who said that they are exempt, here they are chayev, since they entered Eretz Yisrael, they became obligated. Am Rabbi Lezer min Asrei Rabbi Kiva min Asrei Rabbi Lezer min Asrei my timer Rabbi Lezer lechem ha'aretz b'chol mokom shehu. Rabbi Lezer learns from his source for the Reisha, and Rabbi Kiva from his source. Rabbi Lezer learns from his source. What is Rabbi Lezer's source? Lechem ha'aretz, the bread of the land, wherever it might be. Rabbi Kiva min Asrei my timer Rabbi Kiva. The Kiva learns from his source. What's his source? It's again the pasuk that we quoted earlier, to the land that I bring you there you're obligated even for produce of Chutz La'aretz, but you're not obligated at all in Chutz La'aretz.